What it do, VT TV family? Welcome to the first episode of VT TV podcast. And today is the intro episode to this journey that I want to make with you guys and to whoever tags along on the way. Thank you for supporting me off day one. Just thanks to everyone who tunes in for even 5 seconds, 2 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, however long you stay the whole ride. For just the first 30 seconds, I appreciate the time you took out of your day to come here and show to me. And my podcast is going to be about just a few things, not too much. It's going to be about sports and a little bit of music and whatever big news happens, you know. But for sports, I'm going to be going over most of the sports that I like to watch, like basketball, football, baseball, soccer, you know, just all the basics. And for music, anything that has to do with rap music. So for today's episode, I want to keep it introductory / show you what I'm made out of, you know, and show you that I can show you guys what I know what I'm talking about, and I'm not just a crazy guy on here. So for the three topics I have for you guys today is going to be the NFL rule changes that they have for this year that are implementing for the 21-2022 season. I have basketball news for today, all the tonight's games, and my picks for who the winners might be, who the losers might be. And lastly, for the MLB side, I'm going to be going over the one important team of baseball, the best team in baseball, the best team in Chicago, the Chicago White Sox. Yes, of course. So to start off the show, to start off the episode, the very first episode of the show, we're going to be going over the NBA. We're going to start off with the games today. There's not that many. There's a good bit, a good handful of good ones, some bad ones, you know, how it usually goes. But to start it off, all right, so for the NBA, today's games, I see a lot of good ones and a lot of bad ones. But for the first game, Spurs and Wizards, give me the Brody, man. Russell Westbrook going on a tear this season. He's showing people that he's not washed. He's still one of the top five guards in the league. And that's undoubtedly top five guard in the league. Triple-double, man. Whew, Westbrook is that man. And he will get the win tonight for the Wizards. I do believe he'll post another triple-double. Do I think he's going to put 30-point triple-double? I'll go with a 20-point triple-double for Westbrook to beat the Spurs today at home. Next game, I see the Lakers and Magic. Magic are in the first year of the rebuild. Gave away all their assets before the deadline. And now they're just out there with a bunch of G League guys, you know. And I think AD and the Lakers, come on, man. That's the reigning champions right there. Give me the Lakers beating the Magic away. Sixers and Thunder. Sixers are at home with what people say is the number two for the MVP race. Possibly number one. But I got Sixers beating the first year rebuild Thunders by a lot. Yeah, Sixers are a good team. I think Embiid will get the win for them. The next important game I see is the Suns and Knicks game. That's going to be a very good game. This is probably game of the night, arguably game of the night. Knicks been going on a tear this season. Tom Thibodeau and that whole organization just did a little culture shock and brought in a lot of guys that we thought when the Knicks were in free agency signing all these guys like Randall and just that they were going to be bad, that they only got the bottom of the bucket players. But the Knicks are proven to go out there and try to beat you and go do what Knicks do, you know. And they're back to their good old days like they had in the 80s and 90s when Jordan was around, going against the Phoenix Suns with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. But I do think since they're in the Garden, I do think New York will get the win over Phoenix. Next game I see that's of importance is Bulls and the Heat. The last time these two franchises met, a couple nights ago actually, we came back from being down a whole margin for the majority of the game. And then last couple seconds of the game, we're only down by three or two. It was a one possession game, I'll tell you that. So one possession game with a couple seconds left. And Denzel Valentine decides to just, you know, go out there and put on his Curry mask and try to pull a hash mark three for the lead or for the tie. Let me, you know what, it's going to irritate me not knowing if it was a 3 or 1 point game. I'm trying to go to the Bulls and see. Yeah, we lost 106 to 101, but we had 98 by the time. Yeah, they ended up scoring and beating us by five, but yeah, I do believe the Bulls are a couple guys away from a playoff team. You know, I do believe Vucevic was a good pickup for the Bulls. It was a very shocking one, but a very good pickup. Zach LaVine, whenever he comes back, I do believe he's injured. Or am I wrong? Is LaVine playing? I don't know if LaVine's injured or not, but with LaVine, and we just need a point guard, honestly. Give the Bulls Lonzo Ball in free agency, and the Bulls become a playoff team just like that. Yeah, I do believe we will go off and win this game. Upset of the night, I call it right now. The away team, the Chicago Bulls, will beat the Miami Heat. They play at 7 today. And then after that game, I see the Clippers and Pelicans, the Claw versus Zion, the man Zion, the man Kawhi. But I do think the Clips away are going to beat the Pelicans. Don't think the Pelicans can even, like, I don't know. I don't know. I got Clippers, though. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Rondo. And this is the other game of the night that I was talking about. It's going to be the Grizzlies and Nuggets. That's going to be a good game. Ja Morant versus Jokic. Both are going to try to put on a show. Both are going to go out there and try to win it for their respective teams. But I do think Jokic will get the upper hand and win at home tonight. I think Ja Morant and the Grizzlies, when they can turn up, like he said, and turn up and start hooping, that they are a very good team. The Grizzlies are a very good team when Ja Morant is going. But I do think the Nuggets are a better overall team than the Grizzlies. I think they have more of a culture there in Denver. I think Jokic is very good. I don't think no one can really stop Jokic he's a very good ace card. And I do think the Nuggets are going to win that game. And then the last game of the night, the Mavericks and the Kings. A very fairly easy one should be Mavericks, Luka Doncic. We already know the story of that man. But I do have them winning for tonight. Very good games on hand for the NBA. Those are my picks of the day. And let's move on to the next topic at hand, which is going to be the NFL rule change for the 2021 season. And it's everyone, if you haven't heard it by now, skills positions are going to be able to wear numbers 1 through 49. And that's going to be good for, I think, all the players if they do want to switch their number from what they're at now to a different number. But they are very, I seen Brady go off and he was mad about it, saying it was a dumb rule, and which I totally disagree with. I don't think this rule has any impact to the game. I think this is all just customizable, my player-esque type things. Just very small things that could make players very happy. And I don't think it's a dumb rule, as he said. I think it's a very, you know, to the player rule. If you want to switch your number, go ahead, do it. You do have to buy out your number. So one example of this would be the Dalvin Cook situation. He was going to, I believe I read somewhere where he was going to switch to number 4. And then they told him the price of all his jerseys now and $1 million to switch, basically to switch your number. Because you do have to buy out all your inventory for the number 33 that he has worn in his NFL career to number 4, which is the number he would have worn, the number he wore in college. But yeah, I wouldn't spend $1 million to change my number. I'll just stick to the same number, man. That's a lot of money to be put on for no reason. And one more rule that they added was no overtime in preseason, but that's not really a big one. And that's about it. That's the rule changes for the NFL. And for the last topic of the day, we're going to be talking about the one and only, the best team in the American League, the best team in the Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox. Very non-biased opinion. I'm not biased at all, you know. But for the White Sox, I might be. But we did just go ahead and sweep the Rangers, so I am very on a high pedestal for my team. Yesterday's game against the Rangers was a very good one. We showed out. Michael Kopech went out there and did his thing for real. Went out there and had 10 strikeouts in 5 innings. That is amazing pitching. Very good pitching for Michael Kopech that game. Keep putting in the work. I think he had, I seen where he had broke the shortest amount of innings played for 10 strikeouts. That's craziness. I probably would have kept him out there probably like until the 7th. And then we had put in this young guy, Jonathan Stever, relief guy, went out there and let the Rangers almost bring it back. Right when he came in, it was the 6th inning. In top of the 6th, the Rangers had their 3 runs, and it was all on Michael. And then we put Garrett Crockett, the Rocket. That man is, he's good. He's a good relief guy that we have. Pitched to at 101, 100, 102, fastballs, slide 90 mile per hour slider. Like, that is my, that's how I build my pitchers to be in MLB The Show. Is to be Garrett Crockett. I'm probably butchering. It's probably Crockett. I don't know how to say it. I say Crockett because it rhymes with Rocket. So Garrett the Crockett, the Rocket. And Jose Ruiz with the 1 inning closeout. But I do think the White Sox did the right thing. The front office did an amazing job in the offseason to pick up pitchers for our bullpen, which was very, how can I say, not parallel to our offensive power. I do believe now our bullpen is up there with top bullpens in the league. And honestly, I think the White Sox themselves are just top of the league teams, you know, up there with the Dodgers, the Braves, the good of them. I think we can handle the Yankees. We can, not the Yankees, but I think the top teams in the league, we can go out there and make it a battle. Our next series is going to be from tomorrow through Thursday, and that's going to be against the Detroit Tigers, and they're last of our division. I do believe we will sweep them, honestly. And if they do win a game, it's only going to be one. I don't think they'll win any more than one, honestly. But I do have the White Sox sweeping the Tigers. And for now, guys, thank you so much for coming and supporting me and just taking the time out of your day to come and just listen to a little bit of sports talk. The next episode, which will drop tomorrow, will be more picks, just more fun, more scenarios, and I'm gonna just diversify it, make it as creative as possible, and just make this as fun of an experience, a fun little 15 minutes to spend out of your day. But thank you guys so much for everything for today. Thank you for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Let's go BTTV. Bless up.